a person to be there. It's like, can a yeshiva charge you tuition if they don't allow you into the yeshiva? That's the question. So this has to do with yeshiva, so the yeshiva has to take care of that. What if the rule is not enforced? So we have a cloud, any rule that's not enforced is not considered a rule. Shawan answered...
What's considered enforced?
Huh?
What's considered enforced?
That if they find someone else cooking utensils, that they either tell them to get rid of them, or they show them the door.
What if they have selective enforcement?
That's okay. Selective enforcement is considered enforced. Should one answer to the people who randomly say Baruch Hu after Ma'ariv? What about in the courtroom? Okay. So as I said, in the yeshiva, if it happens, I don't want to pass them for the yeshiva. But in my shul, they're good at, we don't allow that, to say Baruch Hu after Ma'ariv. There's a sign, hang up, that we don't do that. It's, in Eretz Yisrael they do it, so people think it must be a frum thing to do if they do it, but we don't do that.
How about if it's right after they started, the person missed the Baruch Hu, and there's 10 people standing outside in the lobby. Can they clap a Baruch Hu over there since it's the beginning and not at the end of the davening?
So basically, they're making their own minion. Is that what you're saying?
No, just for the Baruch Hu, and then he's going to continue inside. Like he just missed the Baruch Hu.
You would have to ask whoever's in charge.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the
Aguda. Speak to the Gabbayim. What about in the coach room? If they're in the coach room, you have to ask whoever's in charge. We don't have a coach room, so it's not in
the shop. Should
they ignore it? They have a right to ignore
it. What's
the problem? I mean, what about saying Baruch Hu after the first Seder? The Baruch Hu's not a joke. The urn in the dining room is usually used for power, sometimes used for cheese. The urn is used for cheese? You know, people fry the cheese in the urn.
No, they have a cup with cheese and they put it under for the water so the steam goes up.
Okay, and occasionally used to add hot water to shalt. Whenever it is used, steam rises off of what the water is being poured into and touches the spout. What is the status of the spout? What's the spout made out of?
Metal.
That could be a shayla. If it's made out of plastic, it's not such a shayla. Because plastic doesn't get hot. But if it's made out of metal, it gets hot. It could be a shayla. Now, usually, when steam touches something which is hot, it doesn't attach itself to it because the heat causes the steam to dissipate into the air. The hotter the air is, the more water vapor it can carry. So if the spot is boiling hot, when the steam comes near it, it just disappears. It doesn't touch it. If it is cold, then it will condense on something which is cold. It doesn't have to be freezing cold. As long as it's colder than the steam, it'll attach itself to it. But if it is hot, it usually doesn't attach itself to it. You may see it coming out, but it won't actually touch the spout.
So how does one know if it's touching the spout?
One of the ways is you take a look at it. Um If someone has a pair of tzitzis that he wears for Shabbos, does he make a new bracha when putting it on Erev Shabbos? What if it's close to Shkia? It doesn't make any difference if it's close to Shkia or not close to Shkia. It's the same question. If he had das when he put on his regular tzitzis on Friday morning, that he is going to change it before Shabbos, you wouldn't make another bracha. Otherwise, you do make another bracha. Is it mutter for one to get his fortune told or his palm read? Shulchan Aruch says it's not lechat chila. You're supposed to be talmid tiyim Hashem lekech.
What about abay and rachah? What's
that? There's
a gemara in brachas abay and rachah
that
they went to.
Was
it dreams?
Yeah, well, that gemara is all talking about dreams. We're talking about a palm being read. Can one tell someone else's fortune or read someone else's palm? Are you asking if you're allowed to, or if it will work? If the person, I mean, we're saying it's in your tomati im Hashem lekecha. Should not be chayka after the asidus. But if someone is not holding that madrega, I don't think it's also to read someone else's palm.
Did Rebbe used to do it?
I don't discuss that. Are these things real? They're mentioned in Isaiah, in Parshas Yisro. You should see. What do you mean? What does it mean you should see? How are you going to see it? You should have said that you should appoint them. So the Zohar says you see it on the hands and you see it on the faces and other parts of the body. So evidently, it must be real. Is it also to smell basar or cholov during the year of chametz on Pesach? It is only asa if you have hanoah from it. That is a very, to you, it seems to be a very enticing smell, beautiful smell. You want to smell it. Mechamet to smell it, then it will be asa. Or chametz on Pesach is the same thing. We were once, I'm involved with Kashrus. We were once involved, we once asked that someone was asked to open a bakery in the shopping center, and the owner of the shopping center, Badavka, wanted him to bake fresh bread every day. He said that the smell of fresh bread is something that people like, and he thought that would draw customers to the shopping center. So we told him, you know, you maybe could do it, you can't be open on Shabbos, and on Pesach, it will be 9 days that you can't do this. So we gave him an etzah, you know, for Pesach, or even for Shabbos, we could put in an artificial smell. You can buy it from a smell company, and they will just open up the bottle and it'll smell from fresh bread. You can buy that. You can do that. It has no bread in it, and it's not chametz dig, and you can have it on Pesach, and you can leave the bottle open on Shabbos. You know, it's no problem with that.
It's not my sign.
From his answer, you see the question. To answer that question, he said it's not the same thing. Most people can tell the difference between an artificial smell and the real thing, and the real smell. So that's why it's not marasai. The same reason. Okay.